In the fall of 2009, I'd been the editor-in-chief of Gourmet for 10 years. Advertising revenues were falling throughout the magazine industry, and we were no exception. But despite the recession, it never crossed my mind that Condé Nast might close the magazine. Gourmet was a 69-year-old institution. Many people had lifetime subscriptions. We were constantly hearing from readers who had grown up reading the magazine, learned to cook from it, and continued to stand by the mailbox each month, eager for its arrival. My response to the challenge of publishing in a recession was to do what the industry calls expanding the brand. By 2009, we had two shows on public television and a string of books. I was, in fact, in Seattle promoting our just-published doorstop of a cookbook when I received an ominous call from my boss, Tom Wallace. "Forget about Gourmet today," he said. "You have to come back to New York." I was in a restaurant being interviewed by a reporter, and I stepped outside to take the call. "Is something wrong?" I asked. "We need you in the office," was all he would say. I took the first plane out and was at Four Times Square the following morning, standing with my staff, when we learned that Gourmet was history. It took a while for the enormity to sink in. The next day, I left for Kansas City. Everyone else was packing up, but I was obliged to go back to promoting the cookbook. When I wasn't doing that, I was working on our television show, Adventures with Ruth, which was in post-production. I had no time to process the events, but as I traveled from one town to the next, people told me, often in tears, how much they were going to miss the magazine. What I thought about most, though, was how much I was going to miss my Gourmet family and how badly I'd let them down. We'd spent 10 years together, trying to make a magazine that mattered, but now the staff was scattering across the country. It was over. America's first Epicurean magazine had survived for almost 70 years, and it had closed on my watch. Still, it was not until the book tour ended that I fully grasped how much my life had changed. Home again, I stared at an empty calendar. My husband, son, and family were immensely supportive, and I was surrounded by close friends. Compared to those of many others, my problems were small. I was in good health. I was not about to starve. But I was 61 years old, and I wasn't sure I'd ever get another job. I had no idea what to do with the rest of my life, and no notion how we'd pay the bills. And so I did what I always do when I'm confused, lonely, or frightened. I disappeared into the kitchen.